This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. You dial in toll free to join us if you want. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As we kick off the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And so there's some really, really good news to share tonight. And there's some pretty terrible news. A couple of updates on stories that we've been talking about. I feel like we should go with the bad news first.
You're a bad news kind of guy.
Nope, that's absolutely not true. I like the good news, but I'd rather do the good news later because it's, you know, really good news, and I don't want to bring the show down after giving the good news.
Okay.
Because these are pretty depressing stories here that we have to start out. The Amish farmer that we talked about most recently, he's going to prison. And this is the guy who was making a healing salve. And we told you about him. His name is Samuel Girard. He's from Bath County. The story coming from Kentucky.com. He's Amish. He was sentenced this last just on Friday to 6 years in prison for obstructing a federal agency and for making and selling herbal health products that they say were not adequately labeled as required by federal law. And he's been producing this product, if I'm recalling correctly here, for quite a long time. This is not some sort of new effort of his. It's, you know, a recipe that's been in his family for a long time. Again, this is just my recollection from having talked about this before. And somebody went to the feds at some point with a complaint, or they somehow found out about him.
Well, he was claiming that it cured cancer, I believe. Was he not?
At some point, I think there may have been some sort of claim like that. I don't know for sure at what point. He did update his packaging after being threatened.
It seems like everybody claims that something cures cancer at this point.
Well, the FDA doesn't like it when you do that. You can't
Agreed.
Make legally, you can't make claims like that on products. But, you know, I really don't care.
He certainly shouldn't have to be put in prison for 6 years for it.
Right.
Because
buyer beware.
Buyer beware.
Mtor. Look, there's a lot of questionable health products out there. There's a lot of them. And they're allowed to be sold. Like, you can sell all kinds of quackery legally. It's just the claims that you make have to be very, very careful. You can usually give testimonials. So somebody can say, this product, I believe this product, fill in the blank, helped me with fill in the blank. You can say that. That's legal.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't say this product cures blah, blah, blah. You can't do that unless you have FDA approval, as I understand it. And I'm not, you know, a doctor or anybody that works in this field. But as I understand it, if you have the correct approval, which, of course, takes probably an inordinate amount of money to accomplish, and who knows how many years of jumping through hoops of bureaucracy in order to get the FDA to say, yes, you can say that Cheerios cures cancer, which I'm not saying, but and I don't think Cheerios says that, but you see what I'm saying. You have to get the approval in order for men with guns to not come after you and lock you in a cage.
Yeah, and people, if you abdicate your own responsibility in evaluating medical claims, then that responsibility will be taken away from you, and you won't. I mean, Ian, you've got another tragic story that is related to this, where you are not allowed to make decisions that for yourself or your family,
mm-hmm.
and you can die from it.
Look, okay.
Because you're abdicating that responsibility to bureaucrats.
I don't like the idea that this guy's getting tossed in prison by any stretch of the imagination, but there's an awful lot of people running around making the claim that awful lot of darn things cure cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know...
Well, what if they actually believe that?
Right.
Because there's the difference between a huckster, you know, a snake oil salesman
sure, sure.
who absolutely knows that he is just selling you BS bunk.
Right.
And somebody who truly believes that this healing salve is going to heal you of whatever ails you. Because that's what their grandmother told them. And they used it once and they believe that it... You know, the placebo effect is a very powerful thing, and
it just
certainly
doesn't work on cancer real well.
Well, I don't know, but
it doesn't.
Okay, all right.
One thing
it works on a lot.
I find very sad is stories of people who believe that they're going to have their cancer cured by you know X substance or X ritual or whatever it might be, and their life is shortened. You know, their expectations are not met, and their life is shortened over essentially nothing. Now, look, we all slough off the mortal coil at some point, and cancer victims, sadly, tend to slough it off a little earlier than most of us. So, you know, in many cases, you're just talking about 6 months or something here, maybe even not that, maybe not even that. But it's a sad story, nonetheless, in the other direction. Steve Jobs comes to mind.
Libertarians believe that everybody has a right to their property and their person.
Yep.
And many of them advocate a right to protection against fraud, which I've never been able to completely square with. I know I don't have all the logic or the facts or the arguments in the case, but I'm pretty much, it's just all about physical force to me. And if you trick me, then that's my fault. And that's kind of how I've always...
Fraud things can get a little murky sometimes. So is this fraud where this man is selling something? Again, well, I don't remember what the exact packaging said that was offensive. So, you know, whether it was this cures cancer or you know, packaged, I don't know. But is that fraud? Because if the person isn't intentionally trying to defraud somebody, is that then fraud? Because I say intentions matter when it comes to that.
No, I think that, you know, for me, I'm just going to go ahead and presume that the Amish guy... is telling the truth.
About now, what he believes.
That's just a prejudice of mine. Right?
It may not be true that the thing cures cancer, but...
My experience with Amish in Sarasota, Florida, which is basically their winter home where they where the Amish go to boogie on down, right? You'll see little old guys you know, riding tricycles there, and you'll see young Amish gals in inline skates. I mean, it's this crap is as wholesome as it gets, right? They're making pies. They're broasted chicken, and this stuff is delicious. And I had, because I had worked for a radio station in Sarasota, Florida for many years.
What was that big place called? Der Dutchman?
Well, there's Der Dutchman and Troyer's Dutch Heritage.
Dutch Heritage, that's the big one.
Troyer's
right?
Dutch Heritage.
And they specialize
simply
in
delicious
broasted
food.
Chicken.
Broasted chicken.
Did you write that jingle?
No, I did not write that jingle, but I did get it on my station. This is what I've got to say.
I remember that guy. What was his name? Wilbur or something like that?
It was Wilmer.
Wilmer.
So, look, I dealt with a lot of Amish. And what I can tell you is they're not particularly forthcoming people. They hold their cards close
to their
chest.
They're good business people in that way. Yeah.
But I can tell you I have never been lied to by an Amish person.
Yeah, they're very honest.
I have never dealt with a collection issue with an Amish person.
They pay their bills is what you're saying.
They didn't even bother with paying their bills. They gave me a check. They just went ahead, okay, we're going to do 3 months
in advance.
Right. I got paid in advance because they got the money in the bank, and I found this with conservative religious folks worldwide. They seem to be folks that can, for whatever reason...
They can save.
Yeah. I suspect it's because they're not into drugs and alcohol, right? Like, they give it so they can put some money away. But nonetheless, another bias of mine. But I've just never been lied to by an Amish person, so I'm going to presume that this Amish guy isn't lying on his balm. Just that his balm likely doesn't cure every form of cancer.
I don't know if that's what he was saying, but yes, indeed. So U.S. District Judge Danny Reeves, he was convicted on 13 charges. I didn't mention this. He's a member of the Old Order Amish faith, and one of the charges including threatening a person in an attempt to stop him from providing information to a grand jury. U.S. District Judge Danny Reeves repeatedly asked Girod in court if he wished to make a statement, but Girod refused. Girod, who represented himself, does not acknowledge that the court has jurisdiction. Girod told the judge, quote, "I do not waive my immunity to this court. I do not consent." unquote. And good for him for that. I mean, I love the idea that the courts don't have jurisdiction without your consent. The governing documents of many of the states, the country, make it clear that government in the United States is supposed to be by the consent of the people. But the fact is, you cannot withdraw your consent. They will throw you in a cage regardless of whether or not you've consented to their system.
This guy's a shining example.
Yeah, 6 years coming at him here. We'll tell you more about the story, and you can share your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Amish farmer sentenced to 6 years in prison, and we'll tell you more about it coming up. You can join us here on Free Talk Live's live Sunday show.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
bring up anything you want, live Sunday edition of the show. We got some, I promise you, we've got some really good news coming up here in the Bitcoin world. But we're talking about the really depressing news that Samuel Girard, the Amish farmer, member of the old Amish faith, has been sentenced now to 6 years in federal prison for the dastardly crime of making a product that he believed in and selling that product that he believed in to people who are willing buyers of that product. And we're talking about a chickweed salve that he was making. It's Ian, Johnny, Ray, and Mark in the studio here tonight. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. As we continue here with the disturbing, sad story out of Bath County, and I think that's in Kentucky, where Samuel Girard has been sentenced as of Friday to 6 years in prison. He says he doesn't waive his immunity in this court. He says, "I don't consent," is what Samuel told the court. Girard has become a cause for some who see him as a victim of the federal government. More than 27,000 people have signed an online petition seeking to have him released from jail. About 75 supporters of Girard, including many Amish, gathered near the federal courthouse in downtown Lexington before and after the sentencing. Emmanuel Schlebach, age 27, an Amish man from Logan County, says, quote, "We still have a country where people still come together to help each other." Assistant U.S. attorneys left the courthouse after the sentencing. Girard supporters jeered them, saying, "Shame on you," shouted one supporter. The non-Amish supporter, Richard Mack of Arizona, said after the sentencing that this is a national disgrace and outrage. He is being punished for being stubborn. Mack is a former Arizona sheriff. Longtime libertarians will probably recognize his name.
Sheriff Mack.
And political activists said he and others will ask Donald Trump to issue a pardon to Girard. Mack said that he's used Girard's...
That might work.
He said that he used Girard's chickweed salve with no ill effects. We're going to tell you more about this, but I believe we have a special guest on the line here. So Charlie is with us, Charlie Schrem from Jax, the official wallet here on Free Talk Live. Charlie, thanks for the short notice appearance here tonight.
My pleasure.
I'm going to put you to a pretty tough question on the air. I would have asked you off the air, but I didn't have the ability to accomplish that in the amount of time that we have. There was an article that appeared in the Cointelegraph this weekend that involved your name, and I couldn't
believe... Yeah, it seems like I can't do anything without Cointelegraph writing about it.
Well, in this case, it's pretty awesome news that they're reporting on, and it was so amazing, I didn't believe it. I thought it was a fluke. I couldn't understand how it could be possible. What the news is...
Well, I didn't intend for it to happen. All I did was I was sending a transaction, and it had a fairly low amount of inputs because I hadn't really moved these coins around that much. And I wasn't in a rush for the guy to get them. And I just put the average fee, and it came out to 25 cents. And... they confirmed the next block.
And so just for the next block. For the listeners that don't know, let me give a brief summary here. Bitcoin, the world's most popular and first cryptocurrency, that's an amazing decentralized phenomenon, has been suffering over the last several months with these incredibly increased fees. We were used to those of us who've been involved in Bitcoin for a long time, we remember back
almost free.
What's that?
Almost free, free transactions.
Yeah, some of them were.
It wasn't free, I was mad.
Or, 2 cents would have been a high transaction fee back in the day.
Right.
And so then this year, all of a sudden, within the last several months, it shot up to $2, $3, some fees even higher. Yeah. If you're sending from an old wallet with a lot of inputs, like you were saying. And, it's been crazy these last several weeks. Well, all of a sudden, you... by accident, basically, discovered that you could send Bitcoin for 25 cents again. So a tenth of what the fees have been for the last few weeks. And that's why when I saw that headline, I thought, is this for real? And I asked around, and no one was answering. Like, we have a chat group here in New Hampshire with, 50 people in it who are all into cryptocurrency. And I was, hey, has anybody else had an experience with this? Nobody was even responding. So today we did a couple of test transactions. And I have to admit, we use the Airbits wallet for this.
Okay.
Because Airbits updated this weekend to have these lower fees, to reflect these lower fees with their the transactions that are being sent. Daryl Perry sent a 1 cent transaction fee, sent me a dollar's worth of Bitcoin with a 1 cent. And this was what Airbits recommended, was a 1 cent fee. He didn't adjust that. He sent it. It confirmed within 4 minutes. I sent one. That Airbits recommended an 8 cent transaction.
What's happening? What is happening?
The Cointelegraph story said it was.
If you look at the memory pool chart, it was like great for a while, no issues. You could send a really low transaction, and then like 6 months ago, it just like exploded. I'm gonna actually open up the chart.
Yeah, I was looking earlier today.
And then what happened was once after that New York agreement. After the New York agreement got signed, like the next day, it just went back down. So like the memory pool flood just went completely back down. And so, I mean, a lot of people are speculating that like it was being used as the big blockers are like, we need bigger blocks, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I'm never going to accuse someone of something if I don't have evidence of it.
It's suspicious though, right?
I mean, it's shady, guys.
It would only take, this is the thing with sort of calling groups, right? Like, I was really upset with the small blockers there for a little while, but, I mean, I know some of them, and they have good intentions. One big blocker could choose to do this if they wanted to, and it wouldn't be everybody on that particular team, right?
All right, let's slow down here a moment. The mempool is the place where the Bitcoin transactions sit until they're added to a block, until they're included in a block and then put on permanently into the blockchain, correct, Charlie?
Yeah.
And so so I pulled up the chart earlier today. The blockchain.info has a good set of charts. And over the last 60 days, this memory pool, had blown up, as you had described. It blew up to 120 megabytes. Cointelegraph misreported it as 120 gigabytes in their original story. I hope they've corrected it at this point. But no, they've still got it wrong. They still say 120 gigabytes. No, it's 120 megabytes, which is a big difference. But regardless, that was what was clogging up Bitcoin. Bitcoin had become so popular, it seemed, with all these transactions, that it was, you know, people had to start bidding up the transaction fees in order to get their fees, or in order to get their transactions through. And then over, as you're saying, after this new agreement, this memory pool started to clear out. So over the last 3 or 4 weeks, it's gone from 120 megabytes down to below 20.
Also, wallets got better at doing fee structures. Like, even Jax wasn't doing it the right way. Airbits wasn't. A lot of these wallets weren't doing it. Like, my Trezor was making me do a fee of, like, $30. But now, like, the high fee for Trezor, I just did a transaction, is $1.50. If I'm sending someone, like, $10,000,
yeah,
and I wanted to get to him pretty quickly, I'm okay paying $1.50.
Sure.
But at the same time, the problem was, because people were doing such low fees, like pennies, the memory pool was so inflated and no one was putting any sort of like fee over a dollar. Because that was happening, people's transactions were just getting stuck in the ether.
All right,
like,
Charlie,
2 weeks, and
can you hang on for a little bit? Because I want to keep this going on, and I do want to get you to answer the question, when is Jax going to adopt these lower fees? Because so far, it doesn't seem as though the software is updated. Can you hang and answer that question here in a moment?
Absolutely.
All right, more with Charlie Shrem from Jax here in moments. This is Big News. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
You're right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can dial in toll free here. We have interrupted the bad news with some really good news. I was going to get into it later on, but we managed to find Charlie Schrem, and he's busy doing whatever it is he's doing on a Sunday night, so he's managed to take a little bit of time out for us, and I appreciate it. He is it Chief Technology Officer, Charlie? I don't recall. What's your exact position with Decentral and Jax?
Chief Operating Officer.
Chief Operating Officer. Longtime listeners will remember you as the creator of BitInstant, which was a one-time Free Talk Live sponsor, and we broadcast from the BitInstant offices. What was the price of Bitcoin back when we were? It was like $7 or something like that. I think I remember seeing it on the TVs in the BitInstant.
I was trading at an all-time high at about $10.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, because I remember just before we did that remote broadcast, Charlie had gotten me some Bitcoin, a substantial amount that I had bought.
Didn't you take out a loan for that?
I took it. Well, I had a credit. I had a credit line in my house, and I took out some money for that. And Charlie got me a really great fee that was under $10. And thank you, Charlie.
That's what we tell people not to do, though. Don't take your, you know, credit limits out on your house or whatever for Bitcoin. Yeah.
I don't recommend that people make money.
That's a risky move.
Playing
sure.
blackjack either, but you know, I was
you were confident
in my hand, you know,
and you were willing to take the loss.
I love blackjack.
If you did. So the good news here tonight, and I appreciate you staying on with us here, is that you accidentally basically discovered that the Bitcoin fees have dropped significantly over the last few weeks.
Charlie, the man who saved Bitcoin!
Since recent...
I didn't do it on purpose, though. I was just sending a transaction, I'm telling you.
Right, so you stumbled into this.
I tweeted on it, and I was like, wow, that was pretty cool. I didn't think it would. But, I mean, it's pretty standard now. I mean, you're gonna pay like 25 cents to a dollar. I mean, but
not even
lower, on weekends. Yeah, you could pay 10-20 cents to that whole like.
We
like,
just did 1 cent.
It was so fun.
We just did 1 cent today. I mean, it's incredible. That's I couldn't crazy. Believe it. So that's why I said when I saw this news, I'm like, is this for real? And no one was talking about it. And so we tested it today, and the Bitcoin fees are down dramatically by like a tenth of what they were just a few weeks ago. And so my question was, I've been auditing the Bitcoin software out there. We've been trying different wallets. All right, which ones have the low fees and which ones don't? And Airbits has the low fees. I just also found out blockchain.info has the low fees. Mycelium has high fees still. And these are even on the ones where you can select the low fee option, like Mycelium and Jax. But even the low fee option is still way higher than these other wallets. And Jax was also one of the ones with the higher fees. So my question for you, as you know, one of the boss men over at Jax, is how soon are you guys going to get the fee situation remedied there? Because I wanted to use Jax today, but I couldn't.
Which version did you try?
Yeah, that's what I figured. I got it updated.
I checked it. I checked it to make sure. I think I checked it to make sure it was the latest version. But yeah, I have the Android operating system, and there's no reason why it shouldn't have auto updated. But you know, I will check it. So have you
No, Android. We just released another version last week. And so double check that. The Chrome extension, I'm looking at it now. The slow, we have slow, average, and fast. The slow one is pretty low. It's like less than a dollar. But I agree with you. It should be more dynamic.
Yeah.
It should be more dynamic.
I just checked it. I do have the latest version of I have the latest version of the Android wallet. So yeah, even on the low option, which like has a warning next to it, it's warning people don't use this. Right, so like
they could probably remove that warning at this point.
So these other wallets, though, are this is their normal fee that they're recommending. It was 14 cents the last time I looked. It was 8 cents earlier today. It was 1 cent earlier today on Airbits. So you're going to look into this, and you guys are going to work on this ASAP, right?
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it.
We'll definitely get an update out there as soon as possible.
Because I like the Jax wallet, and I do want to keep recommending it, obviously. We do it on the air. They're the official wallet of Free Talk Live.
I can tell you this. I've tried to save Dash and Ether and these other wallets, and it just doesn't work.
They don't have that.
Right.
They don't have that.
It's not a feature. You know.
But now that Bitcoin is working again, I don't really have a reason to spend Dash. I want to spend Bitcoin. I want Bitcoin to stay on top. That's the one I want to use. And so when I went to pay for my burger today at Local Burger, because to me, Bitcoin should be an everyday currency. I should be able to go and buy a burger with it and not have to pay a $2 fee for the privilege of using Bitcoin. And today I didn't because I had to use the blockchain.info's wallet because it was a 10-cent fee or whatever with them.
Yeah, the last time I used that app.
Yeah, they've always really... blockchain.info is a great wallet to use too.
But I like Jax.
I like my phone.
Because the last
they fixed it. They fixed the phone version. It used to be really buggy, but that was a few years ago, and I think that they've gotten some of the bugs out.
I guess I've got the newer Android, and my Jax wallet works pretty well on there. So.
All right, so here's what I want. Here's what I'd like, if you don't mind, because I appreciate you answering. This is a tough question. I put you in a corner, and I appreciate that. Will you let me know as soon as this gets updated, because I want to make a piece about this and list what's working and what's not, which wallets are giving the low fees and which
Absolutely.
Ones aren't.
I will speak to the CTO in the morning and send you a telegram.
Perfect.
Let you guys know.
Perfect.
Excellent. Thanks so much. Thanks for saving Bitcoin, Charlie.
I didn't do anything, but you're welcome.
Well, somebody's going to get the credit for it. I appreciate you coming on tonight.
Keep on doing what you're doing. You guys are the best.
Thanks.
We wouldn't be where we are. Bitcoin would not even exist if it wasn't for you guys.
Well, you know, and it's thanks to great wallets like Jax who are listening to user feedback and, you know, in this case, getting called out on the air. And that wasn't my intention here tonight. I didn't want to do that.
But,
okay, man. I appreciate it. And keep in touch. Charlie Shrem from Jax. You can go to jaxx.io and you can get your copy there. It's available cross-platform. But as you said, you know, as he pointed out, even in the Bitcoin world, we acknowledge there's more than one wallet out there, and sometimes a different wallet has a different set of features that, you know, might be a little bit more desirable in a moment. And so it doesn't hurt to have more than one. I certainly do, and in this case, it came in handy because it allowed me to get my dinner for the first time in months where I paid a fraction of, you know, the fees of what they've been. I am so happy that
Bitcoin...
I wish
I'd known about it this morning. I stopped off at a brunch place in Portsmouth while taking my son off to sleep away.
They take Bitcoin?
And they took Bitcoin.
With
what place? It's called The Street or
Yeah,
Street.
Yeah, I've been there.
And lovely place. It was really great. It didn't have the view I was hoping for in Portsmouth, but nonetheless, the food was excellent. And
they take Bitcoin.
They took Bitcoin, but I chose not to take that route because I don't want to pay.
You didn't want to pay the fee.
A $2 fee.
Right?
And if I'd have known,
and you didn't know.
Bing, bing. I'd have taken care of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So big news, man. I mean, this is the story of the year so far as Bitcoin is concerned. And we should come back to this.
I think what the story of the year is. Charlie Shrem just said Bitcoin would not even exist if it wasn't for you guys.
You wrote that quote down.
Writing that right down right now.
That's pretty sweet.
Don't make it off the cuff
thanks,
remark
Charlie.
On Free Talk Live.
By the way, I got to give Charlie some more thanks. He re-steamed my article that I posted the other day. I posted his interview where we had him on. It was actually during the Somalia Fest that we had him on. He wasn't at Somalia Fest with us, but we put him into one of those shows. And we were talking about this upcoming Bitcoin potential soft fork and some of the controversy that's been happening. He did a great job of kind of boiling down the issue for our general audience out there. It's hard to cover a story like this, and because, you know, it's easy to get into the weeds the technical weeds in Bitcoin, and you got to keep it as basic and as understandable. And he did a great job, and he re-steamed it because he's got almost 3,000 followers on the Steam platform. Now, you may recall on Free Talk Live about a year ago, maybe just under a year ago, toward the end of last July, we had some pretty lengthy episodes, and I don't remember, were you on, Mark, when Daryl and we had Jeff Berwick on, and Daryl was like anti-Steam, and Jeff Berwick was pro-Steam.
Oh, I had, Berwick is all about Steam, there's no doubt, yeah.
Well, Berwick has over 2,000 followers there, and his Steam articles do very, very well. For listeners that don't know, Steam is another cryptocurrency, and it's also... Like, some of these other competitors to Bitcoin are trying to do unique things, right? Like, they're trying to separate themselves from Bitcoin and show the world, hey, we're different. And so Steam is different because it's kind of like a social bookmarking platform and a cryptocurrency all rolled into one, where when you post a blog post, if people upvote that post, you know, like, there's upvoting on Reddit, obviously, but you don't get paid when people upvote you on Reddit. On Steemit.com, you do. And so I put that out there on Steemit, the interview with Charlie, and he re-steamed it. Got a bunch of attention, so thank you, Charlie. More coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, dial on in toll-free here. Live Sunday edition of the program. We've stopped the bad news to get into the good news here about Bitcoin. We'll get back to the depressing news about Samuel Girard, the Amish farmer who is going to prison, federal prison, for 6 years. So we still have more to say on that case, plus an update on the little baby that was in a court case in the UK and over in Europe. And he... Well, that didn't turn out real well. We'll tell you about that coming up here. He's going to be dead, apparently, thanks to the court. We'll tell you about that. And you can join us, bring up whatever you want. It's a live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. We're going to your calls here shortly, 855-450-3733. Having just finished up with Charlie Schrem, the one of the bosses over there, the COO, I think it was, at Chief Operating Officer, at Jax, J-A-X-X. .io. It is the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It allows you to hold on to Bitcoin, Ether, Dash, and multiple other cryptocurrencies, and it's cross-platform. So it's available for Windows, Mac, Linux. It's got, you know, your browser plugins for Firefox and Chrome. It's got versions for Android and iOS. So lots of different ways you can get Jax on your computer. And Charlie did tell us that they are going to get cracking on updating the app to reflect the new normal, or what will hopefully be the new normal for Bitcoin, and that is that the fees
are back down to where they should be, or a lot closer to where they should be, about a tenth of what they've been over the last few weeks. So Bitcoin is back. And, of course, the Jax wallet is still the official wallet of Free Talk Live. They are striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. They got a big vision for Jax in the future. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io. Let's see. Johnny Ray, you wanted to comment on something about Bitcoin, and then we're going to get into your calls and thoughts.
Yeah, very briefly, Mark. When I got here about an hour before the show started, and I think I saw Ian on the porch, and he was really excited about something. He said the transaction fees are way down. I said, why? He says nobody seems to know exactly. So I went in to look for it, and I couldn't find any story. I didn't see the Cointelegraph story until I got here, but I did decide that once and for all I would read that darn Satoshi white paper.
Oh, okay.
Which I did, and I was able to comprehend a substantial part of it. The only part that I was really kind of lost was at the end he's describing the probabilities of a majority attacker and how quickly the chance that they can be successful, the more blocks come out. And he was just, there was just a page and a half maybe of equations. I mean, it's all.
The rest is very consumable.
Just English.
Yeah, right. And I knew. It bears reading again, but I kind of had a grasp on the point that he was trying to make with those equations, even though I wasn't going to attempt to follow them.
How many pages was it? It was 15 or something?
I think it was about nine.
Nine? Okay.
And then relevant to this small block versus big block debate, in the first paragraph of Satoshi's white paper. So as far as Satoshi's concerned, I think he's on the side of the big blockers. It says
the big blockers are the people who want to increase the block size of Bitcoin. The blocks being the sort of the technology behind the scenes. This is Bitcoin's based on a blockchain, which is a public ledger. So imagine a distributed, decentralized public ledger that exists in thousands of locations, copies of it all around the world. Every time transactions go into the Bitcoin network, they have to be added to blocks, which are added to that ledger, added to the blockchain. And the problem recently, until just recently, is that these blocks have been really full, super full, and so they've maxed out, and people have started bidding up their fees in order to get their transactions included sooner rather than later. And so the big blockers are the group of people who want to see the block size increase. It was capped at 1 megabyte per block years ago. And they want to see 2, 4, 8 megabyte blocks. That's their solution to the Bitcoin scaling problem. Because Bitcoin is growing, and it's hit growing pains. Then there's these other people who are, let's call them Bitcoin core. These are the core programmers, the people who have managed to take over the control of programming the main Bitcoin software. These people are against the big blocks. They want to put something in called segregated witness. And so anyway, I was just kind of explaining the two major sides to this controversy.
They want high transaction costs to keep it kind of an
Not
elite club.
All of them, but certainly some of
and
them.
And it seems crazy to me that somebody
the thing
would
is
want
that. There's so many camps here that you can't even tell what. A person like it's not two sides when two sides go to war.
I'm oversimplifying,
right? I just to be clear for people out there, you don't even know who you're shooting at necessarily because they may say something that indicates that they might be a small blocker, but in fact they're a SegWit supporter. And oh my God, it's World War Geek had a bunch of sides and.
Right.
It looks like the armistice has been signed. Mostly the shooting has stopped, and I'm very happy. Now, obviously, there's no side got completely what it's looking for, but to some extent, pretty much every side got something.
In the first paragraph, the white paper starts off with an abstract, and then in the first paragraph he says, commerce on the Internet has come to rely almost exclusively on financial institutions serving as trusted third parties to process electronic payments. While the system works well enough for most transactions, it still suffers from the inherent weaknesses of the trust-based model. Completely non-reversible transactions are not really possible since financial institutions cannot avoid mediating disputes. The cost of mediation increases transaction costs, limiting the minimum practical transaction size and cutting off the possibility for small casual transactions.
Right.
Correct. And that means
so it seems
you
like
can't...
one of the sole purposes of Bitcoin was to have low transaction.
Correct. Fees. Back in the day, which maybe we're getting close to getting back to this day, you could do what were called microtransactions with Bitcoin. And a classic example of this would be the Bitcoin operated snack vending machine, which somebody actually literally set one of these things up at a couple of different locations where we've been.
For me, as far as a use case, what I really thought was great about Bitcoin was the idea that somebody could write an article. I could write an article, and then somebody could just, once the software was in place and, it was loaded with Bitcoin, somebody could give me a virtual pat on the back. Which
10-cent tip.
Give me a dime, or, maybe they wanted to tip me twice and give me 20 cents for my article.
10,000 people give you a dime. That's not bad.
Right. I mean, you wouldn't generally pick up, bend over and pick up a dime off the floor. Certainly wouldn't walk out in the street to get it.
Yeah.
But you would certainly take 10,000 of them, and this would be a way for people to appreciate at nearly no cost to themselves,
right. Less than a cent,
an article that they could then essentially, this would be self-funding. This would be grassroots funding for people to write articles, and this you would then get the articles that people actually wanted.
Or our listener Doug with WatchMyBit.com. He's been on this show multiple times. Longtime Free Talk Live listener and supporter. Longtime libertarian. He started a website that was based on these microtransactions, where you would watch videos, but you'd have to pay for the video with 5 cents or 10 cents or whatever the video owner wanted to collect. And you could do that with Bitcoin because the fees were so low. Whereas with PayPal or these other centralized old money systems, with a PayPal transaction, minimum fee is a 30-cent transaction per transaction plus 3% or 2.9%. Minimum you're paying. So if a dollar transaction, there goes 33 cents or whatever, right off the top. You can't do a 25-cent transaction with PayPal. It's not a possibility. So Bitcoin solved that problem until it recently broke, and the fees went insane to $3 a transaction.
And when you mention PayPal, it's not really PayPal. You can't do a 33%. You can't do a 25-cent transaction with a credit card either.
That's correct.
Not to make it make financial sense.
Right. I was just at a business today that's, the local ice cream shop. We had a Bitcoin meetup there, and they had a sign up on the register saying they don't take less than $10 in credit cards because of the fees.
Right.
Because of these fees. And so Bitcoin solved that problem. And then it broke because of the large number of transactions going in, which, as Charlie pointed out, all of a sudden the transaction levels started to drop off 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I showed you guys the chart from blockchain.info. If you search for Bitcoin mempool, M-E-M-P-O-O-L chart, I think it was the first result on Google.
It was.
And you can look at the last 60 days. You can see the transaction pool shoot up to 120 megabytes. And then over the last 3 or 4 weeks, go down, and in a pretty even manner over the last 3 or 4 weeks. I forget
what some bumps, logarithmic
or whatever. I don't know what the right word for that is. Pay attention in calculus. But a fairly even looking sort of slope downwards, down to below 20 megabytes. So 100 megabytes dropped out, and now it's super easy to get your transactions through. Bitcoin is fixed for the moment. Whether these whether that load will come back before the SegWit 2x thing is implemented, we still have an interesting few weeks ahead of us as far as the future of Bitcoin is concerned. But this is a major good piece of news. We're going to get into your phone calls coming up in hour number 2, where you can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live's Life Sunday Show.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.